I'm not going to remember how far we got on Kuf Pezayin, Isha Ro Adam Nachmas Hashmish. Right? Maybe we just sum it up. He spoke about what I call the differential bedika, the bedika b'shpoferet. I told you, the Zman Aser, we use it. It's not a tactical union where Gemara will usually say, "Ain on a bikiyin," and resolve the issue. That the bikiyin, although we don't use it, the Lo Adam Machmas Tashmish is not a common occurrence, if ever. But it's used to find out whether there's a mako in the kosolid, mako on the vaginal wall. And that's nowadays it's convenient because you can buy it in the drugstore or in the supermarket. A tampon that comes in a cardboard sleeve is mamish what the Gemara was talking about. The cardboard sleeve is filled with moch, it's filled with absorbent material, and you can differentiate them. If you see no blood on the cotton tip and there's blood around on the walls on the cardboard sleeve, then you know that the blood is coming from the side and not from the top.
Rabbi, do we assume this blood is makat?
Sorry?
Do we assume this, the blood is makat?
From whatever it is. Not love dafka cut. Women, even when they prepare salad, don't cut themselves over there. So it's not likely due to a cut. Usually inflammation and irritation. Yeah, that's motzi dam.
Do you hold that for a regular bedika, that a woman can use a tampon?
No, we'll come to that in a minute. We're going to discuss that. Let's go for Zion. Answer that question. That's called Bidika. The school in is Zodin, which is not possible with a tampa. Explain. Pick up Gimel. The Shachan Atas there. Okay, Kupay Zayin Gimel. Im Rosa Lidok Atzma Boda Tachas HaRishon, remember what Allah is. If she sees three times with her husband, she has to divorce him. She goes to the next one, and the next one, and then the Eitzah of Bedika B'Shoferos comes in. So the obvious question, why not with the first one? Im Rosa Lidok Atzma B'Yoda Tachas HaRishon, Acha Sheshim Shoshorosh Pomim, Halashus B'Yoda, but it's not advisable. It's Russian roulette. You got it? Kufay Zayin Gimel. And if it works out okay, Mutelaslo. Yesham Rum Shasura Larishon Mitash Mishlishi, Veile Hafila Bibdika. Okay? That's really classic halachic rules. She's Hugzuka, that she's Roa Dam with this man. Now the question is, how good is the Bidika? In other words, does Bidika give you Vadois enough to break a Chazoka? That the sheet that holds that after three times Bidika doesn't help, because like every human act, there's always a error possibility, and therefore to break a chazoka you need vados, and it's enough to remove the suffix, will she see dam with the next man? Well, she made a Bidika b'shoferes, so it's good enough to give her a try again with another man. But the one that she's already hufzikah, that she sees dam with him, for that the bidika isn't enough vadois to break the chazaka. That's the second shita that the yeshi. Omrim shasu l'risha. That's classic rules of chazaka. Yeah, Avi.
If we said before that ro adam achas tashmish is not a common occurrence, then if she is sitting down post tashmish, shouldn't we assume the first or the second time that she should be doing this kind of bidika? Why even okay. Wait till the third
right.
Time?
Okay, so here's the reason. Look at the shaf. One line. I said, but you're playing Russian roulette. That's what he says. Parashus biyoda. Me you in botka l'rishon v'nim tzalamoch asur l'chol. In other words, this way she has two more tries. But if she'll be bodek and find out that through a bedika it's badois that she saw Dam Machmas Tashmish, then we classify her as a woman as unusual as or the Ontel Tashmish is. She's classified as a woman as Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish. The Taz says it the same thing, instead of a one liner, says it a little more Hezbel. Takas Arishon, Shelo Omru Tizgarish Me Arishon. Elo lohotel leh, you got it? Tazayim. That was a heter. We made it easy for her. We could have said, oh, she's always now machmas tashmish, she's finished. But she's not a woman that he can marry. Something wrong. No, da'ayin olim tivdom tachas harishon, shematim sedam berosh hamakol, then shimte asur lechol adom. After seeing down with three husbands, she had nothing to lose. If she does nothing, she's a surah. Hey, now it takes the gamble. But with the first one, this is what he said. You have to understand the whole time of Tashmi is unusual. But not so unusual as we'll see. I should be going back for a minute. I'm cooked they go in a minute, it's just to be mazda or something. Yeah. But you see, Chazal understood it. Okay? Look at the Ramah. Im ergisho tzal kei v'shas tashmesh v'kulam yijismo chabedika b'bal harisho. That's okay, fine. That's a shita that wants to give her a cheskas roi l'dam machmas tashmesh. Well, if I can be tole on something else, then it's not a badai chazoki. Chazoki has to go with ados. Again, Chazal understood this is not a good reason, or a good explanation why she was Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish. Therefore, it says, "In Shimshu Somach Levesta," even though she didn't, wasn't Somach, she wasn't over on the din of Ona Acha Somach Levesta, but it's still Somach Levesta. On Otol and Riosa Meshum Vesta, Lo Chashvin L'Roa Machmas Tashmish. In other words, it is possible to be told on something, so a menstrual cycle came a day earlier, came 2 days earlier. That's a more rational explanation than to say she's Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish. Likewise, we mentioned last time already, Im Yesh Makabosa Mokum, of course, Tolem Edam Makosa. But Im Dam Makosa, Vishudim Edam Riosa, Ein Tolem Edam Makosa. Fine. Let me just review for you we went to a lot of material last time on Kupay Vov. On the Din Bedika Isha Meinu Pelak Meinu Lacha Tashmish. I just want you to have the clear what the Machokas Rishonim are and where we hold today, of course. Laloche, and I can't testify for Eidus HaMizrach, whether they are more machmir like the Beis Yosef. Isha She'en Loveset. Or, as we've been learning Pshat, in the period of time when Ein Loveset, right? Which the Mechaber already recognizes that she's Roedam no earlier than 14 days. She's called the Isha She'yesh Loveset, then not. The din of Bediko, Lifnei Tashmish, Shalacha Tashmish. Two people called on a telephone who are going to get married, a Hassanim, to clarify that in MI. Here's the lineup of the Rishonim. The Rambam and the Mechaber. Isha she'ein leveset needs a bedika koydim and achatashmish. No, I'm just saying, this is a quick summary on kuf pei vov. And the din bedika isha lifnei achatashmish. I go back to look at Mechaber. Okay, look at Mechaber again. Aleph. Isha she'esh leveset, we have no problems. Ein asich bedika habeis im ein leveset kavua, right? Then shalosh pomim horishonim sichin livdog koydim atashim achatashmish, etc. Okay, and he's in gimel isha sheina roa poch med yudalad yom mamim, no problem. She's called an isha sheyeshla vesit, right? And then we'll switch it over to isha sheinla vesit. So the Rambam requires a bdika koydim and achatashmish, but he's not alone. In the Gemara, you have the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Hananel, our machmil, along with the Rambam, except that the Rambam has an extra requirement that the man also has to be bodik. Rosh and Rabbeinu Hananel only hold that the woman has to be bodik herself, and the Rambam adds, Hu be'ed shalo, he be'ed shalo. Fine. The Rif, and the Ramban, and the Rashbo, and the Ran. Okay. B'tchilas nisueho. And I saved it to tie in with the Indian of Roi Da Machmas Hashemesh. Talking about a woman, Hosn Kale, from the first night, the first three times, she needs a bedika achatashmish, lahazlik atzmo ke'ena roa da machmas hashmish. But even though I told you, it's a rare thing, were not for that, they wouldn't require the bedika. Because Rashi and the Rashbam and the Ri hold, the Isha Shein Leveset never needs a bedika. Bedika comes in only because of the vesed. The vesed is mechayiv the bedika. But if a woman doesn't have any reason to suspect, then she doesn't need a bedika. It's the vesed that makes the chumra, because chazoka orer bezman obo. The Rif and the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ran hold that the first three times she must establish that she's not roed namach masashmish. If you worry about roya machmas tashmish, then only a bdika achat tashmish. There's no need for bdika kredim tashmish, right? But the Beis Yosef and the Mechaber, Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, the Rabbi Yosef Karo adds bdika kredim tashmish, and I suspect that's for a different reason, nothing to do. That's where you longest in the Gemara. Gemara has a bdika for Taharos, they said, since we're Choshesh L'Acha Tashmish, therefore we should be the Kodim Tashmish. It's a kind of, that doesn't cost any extra money, so it's already kind of a general chumba. But nevertheless, from the Rif itself, there's no evidence that he holds you need a B'dik of Kodim Tashmish. I emphasize that
not making too much halacha than I say, except again conceptually. That an isha she'ein leveset has a cheskas tahara, different than old people want to learn pshat. Isha she'ein leveset, oh, she always has a suffix. She'ein leveset. No, no. Women go around bleeding all the time. Therefore, she'ein leveset, nothing. But when it'll happen, it'll happen. She'll see dam, she'll see dam, she'll conduct herself as a nida. Doesn't see dam, it's not. It's only because yesh leveset, we go only with chazokis. The Beset makes the Chazoki a Rorer Bezman Obor. Therefore, you need to be Choshish for that time and Yeshua, the time of the Beset. So the time of the Beset has a negative and a positive. Right? The positive is that it says, don't worry about it. But it's not, you may Beset. Right? Then you have to worry about it. But if Ema Beset, she never hooks it called Gimel Pomin, right? That she has a Beset, there's no day or unit of days that you have to be choshish for, there shouldn't be any things whatsoever. And most achrayim and pasim like the Rashi, the Isha Shein Leveset, doesn't need any bidikus. It's the geos when you have the very relatively common occurrence of a woman who has a veset pavua, lo pochas mei, so many days, 14 days, 20 days, 21 days, and then a period of time which is really completely undecided, and that especially it comes in a woman a little bit older, so-called premenopausal period, where she's still going down, but it can now go, instead of where she's had a veset of 30 days, it can go 39 days and 40, and some 50 days, you know, skip a period and so on, and that's relatively normal. Then they have a whole long period of time where Eim Aveset. Shailas, you need B'dikas then. That period of time, you don't need B'dikas. Okay? Yeah.
In the Shikha, the Rif Ramban Rash Baran, we talk about the first
three times, that's all. She definitely what?
So I want to know, does B'er Rishon account? Because they've done that's not
from there. Yeah. After she posekis, after that, the maka heals, right, and she doesn't have any tzar, the shas tashmish, that is mentioned the faith.
The shas, Susan wants to read the rip, not like that. The shas wanted to make a chilek between the rip, that halacha and Hilchos Momonos versus Hilchos Yisurin.
Right.
Do we understand the reading of the shas or no?
No.
So, like shad in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. We don't touch around like a
shaft. No, don't. I mean, they're a little. they're a little minhogi de savin is in this thing, too. Yeah. Alright. Yeah, up to now. Alright. Continue in Kupay Zayin. Let's look at that Ramah, Kufay Zayin, a little more a quote for this, also a little bit of a summary. Okay?
The Ramah is Gimel? What does it mean? The Imre Gisha Tsar, okay, the Shad Tashmish, the Ramah, Yesh Lismah, Havadika, the Dalavish.
Right. That is the answer, that's the machlokas of the Yesh Omrim and the first Shita. Yesh Omrim, Shasu Alarisha, Mitashus, Shishavela, Hatil Bevika, and that the Ramah comes and says, but if a Megisha Tsar, then it will not ask her to the first one too. Got it? It continues from the Yesh Omrim Shasol Risha Mitash Mashi Shavela Chapilu Bebdika, end of Gimel. On this, the Ramah comes and says, Vod Vimagisha Tzal Kei Vishas Tashmish, Lukul Alma Yeshis Mecha Bdika Bebal Risha, then we'll allow her to run that gamble. If she wants to Rishus Beyodo to be Bodek to the first one, right, so, but if Yesh, if Tzal, then she's not again, there's no Chehazokot.
you introduce a suffix in the chazakah. Key to this is to make sure you have your chazakahs lined up properly. Okay? Okay, pick up,
Just explain the chazakah, which you explained before, according to the riff, that the reason why bedikas are required, the chazakah is that she's a tahara right now, and they have tashmish. The only the question is that the...
Despite the unusual occurrence of Hodah on tashmish, the reason for the riff, you don't need bedikas. Well, not for the fact that she's new at this, and it's possible she falls into that miut that goes down on tashmish. So therefore, they require the bidika, shakum with the rabbanon, they require the bidika to establish that she's on the road down on tashmish, to get that out of the way. But not because we're afraid that she saw down and wasn't aware. That would be the reason to go down on tashmish. Wouldn't explain that. That would be for making a bidika pregnant tashmish. The Rif requires the Achatash. It's only the Mishoisa. The Machaber adds also, according to the Rif, that the Mishoisa, that also you make a bigger claim in Tashish. But the Rif clearly says he's only concerned with the Roda Machas Tashish. That's why you require the Digoni Achatash.
Pick up the Ramah Chobbins. Chain the main Lavesa Kavua, who suffered my Dambo Manamoko of Minasodim. Kalinan b'maka mikor sveksveika. You with us? Chofbeis in the Ramah. Chofbeis in the Ramah. Chofbeis in the Ramah. Sorry. Hey in the Machaber. The Ramah associated with the Machaber. But there's a simon Chofbeis, which is the simon of the Shach. Okay? The simon cotton of the Shach, Chofbeis. You got it? On page Kuf Lamed Daled. If you have the same text. No, you have it. V'chein ein leveset kavua bu sofik madam bo men amoko men asodin talinin b'maka mikol svek seike sofik men asodin men amoko im so men amoko shem hu men amako aval im yodua shebo men amoko af api shesh lamaka b'moko Ein tola b'maka emein laveset kavua. Elim kein yudaz b'vadai shemakosa motzi adam.
This is important because there's an error crept in halacha lemaisa, the way people have been passing. And also, a polyp in the uterus itself, or the dam in amoko, most people don't take the Nida class in at Greeks. All the Dhamma Namoko is also clear. Not clear. Dhamma Namoko, Shabom and Amako is not Dhammika. Shailu, what's called Dhammako? Okay. Apala is the usual cause of all Dham. A woman sees intermenstrual spotting. Starting between menstrual cycles, Shalom Bishas Vesta. Yeah. And the doctor finds in the polyp, that's not a maka. Okay. The trouble is that they use layman's language. What a polyp means, it depends what it is. Sometimes it's due to really an ulceration in the uterus. How did it happen? She had an infection. And the infection was treated with antibiotics, etc. And there's something left there. That's dammako. But a polyp means a kind of an overgrowth of endometrial tissue. The question you have to ask the doctor, and that's key to passing shayrus, you have to know what to ask. Does the polyp respond hormonally like the rest of the uterus does? That's the key. If the polyp follows the same cyclic, in other words, sometimes it bleeds, sometimes it doesn't bleed, only what?
unlike the endometrium, regular tissue, it sloughs off and stops bleeding. The pellet doesn't slough off, so it keeps on bleeding longer. That's dam nida, that's not damaka. Okay? Damaka has to be key, not hormonally controlled. If it's controlled by the hormonal cycle, then it's a regular menstrual cycle. It's regular dam nidas. That's true also. Polyp in the uterus isn't that common. They don't find it so easily. Woman has to be in real trouble for a long time before they do fill up the uterus with a dye and take pictures and so on. But polyps in the cervix is quite common. And there, the same question, because the cervix, I mentioned to you, most of the cervix is classified halakhically as uterus, as moko. There, that question comes critical. Whether this is a polyp, which is really tissue, adventitious tissue that got out of its place, which is quite common, and therefore responds cyclically to hormone stimulation.
The polyp would have to be inside the uterus or inside what halakhically is considered the uterus in order for it to be
amina. Well, you can have lower down the vaginal tract, there's not any.
But even if the polyp is hormonally responsive, then it could look like the amina. Even though it's not really maka, even though
yeah, dam coming from the urinary bladder also looks like dam nida.
What about if blood were to pass through the uterus from blood vessels outside, like fallopian tubes? Or
that could happen if she was shot by a machine gun.
There's
no connection.
What about endometriosis?
Huh?
If she has endometriosis?
That's really what, I use the word adventitious tissue that goes out of place. If it's out of the cervical os, lower down, we wouldn't treat it as a dam nida. But if it's that's right, in halacha we don't have that problem because the halacha classifies most of the cervix as part of the uterus. It's only medically we differentiate the internal os and the external os. We call it all vaginal tract, all cervical. In the halacha, it's all cheder, it's all moko. So it's not
simple.
So the question is, but I asked endometriosis. That's a different, unfortunate, not uncommon.
What is it?
It's the lining of the uterus called the endometrium. Endometriosis, when you add an OSIS to it, you have tzoros. In the inflammation of, and it's almost with it, and that endometriosis, what happens is it grows where it's not supposed to grow, and will interfere with the woman becoming pregnant. Difficult woman to become pregnant with endometriosis. It's a common cause of infertility in women. That tissue. It's really a proliferation. Will grow out of its place, so it'll grow all the way down into the vaginal tract as well. Yeah, that's what he's referring to.
So, what's the question that you ask if it's in the cervix?
I'm sorry.
The question that you ask if it's in the cervix. The polyp is in the cervix. The question to get.
Is it their cervix is our moko, is our uterus. Therefore, you have to ask that question whether it's. A growth of tissue, like a wart, like a skin tag, things. That area is
no different than any other part of the body. You can have things that grow there that shouldn't grow there.
How do they tell if it's...
One second, eh?
How do they tell if the polyps are hormonally...
how do they tell the polyp is what?
It's hormonally...
No. Usually they will do a scraping or something and get a set of a diagnosis. What kind of tissue it is?
Okay. turn out. Sorry, Kiddush a little further that. I'll just say there. Let's continue the little more. And ain't no vessel kavua. Elam ken yodav bevadai shemakasa motzias dam. Right? Then you say mechad damak. Mikomokom b'shas vesta. Omi lama yom lo lama yom. The ves beinoni. Ain't no tole b'makasa. In lo kein lo tit maliola. Right? An obvious problem. What does it mean? She has a makabos of okum. It's vade motzia dam. So you never come and need it. Or tolu dam akosa. Of course, nonsense. Naturally. Okay? But, look at the last line. We'll come to that later, Mr. Shem. Uksamim tolu bo bacholinin. But when it comes to a kesem, and she has a makabos of okum, and she doesn't find anything on bedika, but she finds a kesem, even if it's Shas Vesta, you're told on the Makkah. Right?
Even if it's Shas Vesta?
Huh?
Even if
Shas Vesta, you're told on the Makkah. Why? Shas Vesta, you're supposed to find with a Bedika. You find with a Kesem, it's only a Chumrat Rabbanan. And here, Nemen is Yishalom HaMakkah Yeshi Vosa Mokom Shadam Yotzi Memenu. Whatever that means, it means it's not a practical Indian, a woman who thinks she has a makabos mokom will have confirmatory evidence from a doctor, not on a say so. I know. It means it's a reaffirmation of the sofro lo la'atzmo, that she has full nemonas, the heminu kebetrei. So she says, I was by a doctor, and the doctor said, it's a makabos, she has to bring a note from the doctor. In my town, in Muncie, there are a number of Swedish people you can know how many Swedish guys and how many Swedish groups there are by knowing how many haromim each put on the other. Right? Many of them require that the woman come home from the mikveh with a note from the mikveh lady. Give her a temple that she went to the mikveh. In violation of a pasuk of the Torah, of the sofro lo la'atzmo. That's the meaning that women don't know any better. They suffer that indignity. Right? She has to prove that she went to make give a note from the doctor that she didn't play hooky. Yeah. But it's very, very common. You'll see it. She cries. So it's important to emphasize. The halacha says clearly that's not nice. That's because really it is nothing more than degrading womanhood. And there's a whole month where she could see things and not report to her husband if she doesn't want to, she's not a poor woman, etc. So this requires that they need to say, Vom Nishalaji, she has a Hesas Tumen, to break the Hesas Tumen, need Badois. And her statement is not Badois. I tell you, says the same with these vados, it's so full of atzmo. Nevertheless, you should be familiar that is not an unusual minig. It's relatively common among the chassidim.
Maybe the community, they did something to lose their nevada stuff.
That what?
Maybe the community did something to lose their nevada on such thing. Isn't that a story about the Ramal when he first came to?
No, about. You had the.
They were checking the women, right?
The Moshe Mikutzi, the Sal Mikutzi, required that someone be voted his wife for Lee De Marco for scams. And before she went to Mitzvah, because she was a child bride. She was only 12 years old, and she was playing with her girlfriends and fall and scrape her knee. And one of the things is very difficult to discern is a scab when it is no longer
the VCD day, no longer necessary for the healing of the wound, then becomes a chitzitze. You can check that by gently rubbing, see whether the scab comes off. A little girl afraid of pain. So you have some one of the famous case where he didn't give one hemonis. Right. Yeah, because so he cried that he'd be bodic, and for later I won't have it. And according to one sheet, he was bodic himself. His wife prayed, immediately prayed in Tvila as part of the Kiddush. Nevertheless, that's the only example you have immediate in confirmatory halacha that you have to check up on a woman.
There's a story, I think, that's told about the Ramah, that when he first came to town, the minhag was to give an aliyah to the husband as soon after the night of the mikvah, as a check on the woman. I think it's in one of the introductions.
That he give the husband an aliyah.
Yeah.
It's a strange story.
But then he realized that the women
will make into a public affair, which violates
the women there.
I missed
that
story.
Sorry for changing.
That story didn't hear. Yeah.
Did that minhag develop with the Baal Shem Tov, or was post Haskalah?
Sorry?
Was it post Haskalah when women started and the women started covering their hair and doing things like that?
Is that when this all started? A town of Bali Chuvah, and who knows, but you had to make up stories. Yeah. Okay. Here we have an answer to the question of how you make a bidika. In Kol's Man Shibodekes, Bechor HaChurim Azdokin, Eina Motsoz Ksomim Kim Bemokom Echa Bitzodin. And this is not a technical use of the word ksomen. It's used as a dictionary use of the word kesem a stain, but it's not kesem haloche. Something found in a bediko is not a kesem. Right?
What's the technical definition?
Okay.
What's the technical definition of
kesem? Is something you find on the undergarment, but not inside an internal bediko. Internal bediko is called a bediko. Bediko is internal. And ksomim is external, which means they bedika, she didn't find anything, but she found on her undergarment. Okay? This is not uncommon. Okay? A woman has, especially the
weeks after giving birth, right? And the woman had a episiotomy, and they had stitches. That is stitched up. Remember, episiotomy is what the doctor cuts the vaginal opening to let the head out easier. One that's a common practice among doctors, which is under serious attack over the last few years, that it's improper medicine, unnecessary, improper, and doesn't improve the ease of delivery. If anything, it just introduces unsurgical wound when it doesn't have to be one there. Many women will deliver without tearing any tissue, and some women who will tear a little tissue during delivery, they found out it heals better. It heals better without the doctor extending the wound. Nevertheless, it's very common for women to have stitches. It's a place where infection is easy. It's not a place in the body that's protect itself well from infection. So you get stitch abscesses, little boils, abscesses that form where the stitch cuts through the tissue. This is can last for a long time. So when a woman has easy access to a doctor, go back to the doctor and he will do something. What will he do? He'll cauterize it. General rule of medicine, coming with a little wound. First
First they do it, they make a big wound. That's somehow a big wound, the body gets excited and heals it. A little wound, the wound can fester, go on. God isn't antagonized by it. That's the swell. Nevertheless, they want to do the cautery, either electrocautery or freeze it, or smear it up with some relatively caustic material. But at Bidika time, she can differentiate. Why? She puts a cloth on her finger and she's bodeg. And she's bodeg, it's called the chulin of the zavid. That's the definition of a Bidika. That answers your question about a tampon. A tampon can't be moved around the chulin of the zavid. A tampon will go in and stay there. But the tissue inside isn't columnar. Straight column. It's mucous tissue that has infoldings. And a woman during Bidika is supposed to move her finger around so that she touches inside the folds. That's called the chulin of the zavid. That's not possible by a tampon. A tampon is good for the differential Bidika of, we said, shofer, as I said before. But for regular Bidikas, although women often ask that shayla because it is aesthetically pleasing to them. Women don't like the idea of the deepest. You've got to get a committed woman who understands this is the halacha, but the idea of inserting her finger and poking around there, it's not a pleasant thing for them. So they would very much like to use a tampon. Just put in a tampon, take it out after a little while, but that's not a proper bidika. A tampon being a solid tube of tissue, a tube of cotton, right, or compressed paper, whatever they use there, cannot be done the chulin b'zokin. But nevertheless, if she has a finger covered with a cloth and she inserts it, she makes a differential bidika just that way. Why? She'll see she makes a bidika twice or three times, and see there's always a spot of blood over here. Not here. So that she can confirm that there's something over there on this side that's causing it. It's also that. That's a good beginning. It's enough to affirm that there's a makabo samoko. That's what it says. Let's look at the language. Im kol zman shi bodekes b'chol achuchun zokim einam osos ksomim kiim b'mokum echoy b'tzodin yesh litlo shim imakav osa tzadbo koshkein im mageshez b'shaz b'dike k'shir gaz b'tzad amokum u koev koev lo ksas u b'shah achuchun zokim einam mageshez kev klal. Good. It's all about this. It's telling you this is like also a differential bidika. It's not a bishoferes, but it says the same thing because I'm not concerned with blood coming from the top. I want to know, is blood coming from the side or not? And if I can show you repetitively that it comes always from that side, that's also a biru there. Now this is the end of the Roed Dam Machnas Tashmish incident. We said she saw three times with three husbands, right? Or one time, one husband, three times, and she was bodekis bishoferes and found that she's roed dam machnas tashmish. Then she's asur lekol. Well, comes along Mrs. Goldberg and says that if you go to this doctor, right, who uses the latest reincarnation, who uses a magnetic coil, and he places a magnetic coil over the belly and has a powerful magnet, that cures whatever's ailing you. Unfortunately, it's common alternative medicine for cancer, for all kinds of terrible things. It's all hocus pocus, but nevertheless, what if someone says, I can cure this woman? I mean, it's not a normal situation. A woman should avoid damal tashmish. So the doctor said, I know how to cure it. Im tirtze l'schapos, so she yekodem shekishazik. She better go to the doctor before the cheskas gimel tomim with gimel anoshim. Avo lachach is chazik. Yesh mistapkim emuto lismocha ala rafuah v'sham eshachakach. V'yesh mishamatir. Imam ala rofe yisrael nishapos. V'mtira ishe sheposkedam vesor riyoso adei harafuahs. V'niko shuhiyu. Yesh ismocha falo v'kechobos.
This is one of the constant problems we have with Munas Chazal, Nishtana Ateva, Nishtana Idiyas Ateva. We have Allah, it says after 3 times nothing. How comes a new generation and says, I know what to do about it? So it's interesting what Machaber does. He says, prove to me he's doing something. If you can prove that he did something, he altered her menstrual cycle. She's posekes milivos. Or she saw dam often, now she sees dam rarely. Right? So you know that it isn't some a charlatan. He's done something. Whether it will help or not, he claims it will. Then he has nemonis. Even on Akum. Akum who has no nemonis. Right, but there's a cloud of lomora or moser that he won't stick his neck out and make it a statement that can hurt his reputation. That gives him nemonis also. But this is nemonis, right? On a chazoka that in itself is, I say, an unusual occurrence. That may add to it why so. But normally it'd be hard to understand why a Agus of a goy should be able to break the chazoka. So just to tie it all together, Chazal understood that this roed al-machmas tashmish is an unusual occurrence, and that it'd be nice to think it could be cured. Likewise, hefridur pisom v'nofa mena cheret asdam v'nesrapes muteres labayla. Something happened. There was a shinui in the woman. Right? And this may be explained. It's hard to say that cause and effect, because someone said boo and scared her. Right? That, but really, she found something coming out of the uterus. That, by the way, might be an explanation of the Horda Machna Tashmish. That from a previous pregnancy, something was left inside. And maybe then, b'shas tashmish, something it can cause that. But that is not, again, an uncommon problem of a isha shel ro'edam, period. That a woman, after giving birth, has trouble getting to the midriff. And if it persists more than 6 weeks, the doctor will usually do a better investigation to find out why. Usually the obstetrician's responsibility is to make sure that after birth the uterus is clean, expelled, everything has to be expelled. No piece of placenta left behind, etc., etc. But quite common it happens. And then that's why you have, I'm sure you've heard of it, you need a D and C. You heard that expression? What's a D and C? No, even a doctor doesn't know what's coming. Dilatation and curettage. What's a D and C? Let me refer to it. No, what's a D and C? It has to go in and with a scraper, like an ice scraper. Scrape the whole uterus to get rid of any residual tissue that's in there. That's a surgical procedure. It requires anesthesia and so on. It's not a, but it's a very common procedure. Okay. Bisman hazeh ein matirin ali refuzu. Right. Miu ein matzinos mibar lachel refuzu atchitiru utazu lekukula. Right. But it gives her no more try. We won't say that she's back to normal, no shaylas, but we'll let her have relations once again on that basis. Now the next halacha, hold on a minute. Next off is important in its understanding. Yeah.
So you mentioned how rare this is, but I was just wondering if there are any shuvot, I guess not in the 20th century, but earlier, that talk about these kinds of cases, like actual specific cases.
What?
Shuvot that have like specific cases dealing with not like not
yeah. Yeah. The permission into you. Havo adam b'shas tashmish, not machmas tashmish. Got it? Mutaras l'shamish pam shenis shetitoya. It happened, right? She was part of the shitas of the Rambam, and she bodegas hatzma achat hashmish, and she found, or he found al etshelo, which is vaday that the blood occurred during tashmish. Miu, it's not machmas tashmish, it's b'shas tashmish. So then muteros the bayla after pam shenis shitito miu. Meichus chayshinen chodezimne acheriyosa. That night when she saw machmas tashmish becomes a riyah, a menstrual cycle. This is a chidush. We'll see later on a kesem not. Even if she got maybe a figure found a little blood and then nothing more after that. That doesn't make a new verset. Vesit requires niftach mekola, and there has to be a shekhadam, right? A flow, a menstrual flow. Sometimes she finds a little stain, that will not say, well, oh, now she had, last month, she had a vesit of 21 days. Normally a vesit is 30 days, she had 21 days, so she has to be choshish for the 21st day. She says, here you have to be choshish for that day. So here's the problem. And it's, believe it or not an uncommon problem. Kan rosa pamachasa pamayim, beleil shel filosa. Kishegia, shetagia tfila cheres, it becomes a ona haveset. She has to be, what? Tzricha lifrosh, leil shel filosa. Bein tzorach lifrosh, leil shel tfila shlishis, chlamide lo kova veset, lo chay shel achodazimna. Okay. What does it say? She came home from the mikveh, they had relations, and she found out. He found an HLO. We're not questioning that she's always done machmasash. She's also called 3,000 machmasash. But then we say, happy shasash. So we say the fetish. Normally, you find a stain even to a vidikin. We don't declare that a beset. But here, Leel Tzvilosa. That's exactly what he is recalled. Why should that example of Leil Tzvilosa? On any other time. They have relations more than Leil Tzvilosa. Anytime they have relations, you should say, she's choshish for that day, like any veset. The chidush that you have a veset which was hukva only with a little bit of dam, without a shepherd dam. That's because it's Leil Tzvilosa. Okay? They knew what we know now. That's a bad time in Hilchos Nida. I gave you beginning when we began the Zaman. I gave you something you were supposed to look through to make some sense of. If anyone didn't get it, was out here then? from the biology book. Okay. We have some extra ones, and obviously everybody was here. Okay. Time. Day 14 is the time of ovulation. And there's ovulatory bleeding. I would say, from my experience, by most women, sometime in their married life, they'll come up with a shaita. Just came home from the mikveh. The following morning, she found what? That's not uncommon. And when it happens, usually it requires patience, that's all. No treatment. You go to the doctor, that's like giving hormones. You recommend a woman, let it be. Usually it's just a rare occurrence. What is it? At the time of ovulation, there's a surge of hormones. And sometimes that leads, right after the surge, leads to breakdown of new capillaries. It's called ovulatory bleeding. Not OSIP. It's not a menstrual cycle. Medically, biologically, it's the same thing. It's blood from the endometrium, right, that comes out due to a fluctuation of the hormone level. That's the classic cause of menstruation. Right. That's why male phallosa is particularly significant. Got it?
She doesn't have to wait shivanikiyam.
But, huh?
She doesn't have to wait shivanikiyam.
Says what?
Does she have to wait shivanikiyam?
Of course. Regular needle, she has to wait 12 days, not shivanikiyam.
Wow.
She has to wait 5 days for the shivanikiyam. We discuss it. And then 7 days of needles, of course.
So Rabbi, again, what's the reason?
Huh?
What's the reason for this blood?
What's the reason for it?
Yes.
The time of ovulation.
Okay.
It's
what
the picture
showed.
It's in the picture solely. See the thing on the bottom of the days. See what day? This is day 14. Day 14 is when the egg breaks out. Then there's a surge of hormone out, then the hormone drops, you get a little bit of bleeding. It happens occasionally, it's no normal fluctuation of the human organism. Okay?
But then, once you run into the issue, once you run into an issue of if she now...
As well said. I'm sorry?
On the 14th nut day, she had this ovulatory bleeding, then she has to wait another 12 days. So the time she goes back to the mikveh will be her 26th, 27th day.
You usually don't have some of us already.
Right. But then the tefillah that she does then, but I'm saying, let's say she's able to somehow get to the deacon. The tefillah that she does then, and she comes back from it, then she says she starts bleeding.
No, so there she's cautious for that last 3 years, so she won't have relations that night. She'll have relations a day later, right? There. But she can get it. I said, you're only to recommend patience. What happens is, it could be 2-3 months where they won't make that relations practically. Because it happens, and then it usually straightens out. If it doesn't, then the doctors get involved. Either give an anti-estrogen or give more progesterone. It's ready.
So the first night back,
they tighter the hormone levels that way.
So the first time after tefillah to break the chazaka, they should not have relations or
no. It's treated like a vessel. A woman has a vessel kavua for 30 days. Then next month, she saw on the 28th day. So she has to be choshi for the 28th day and for the 30th day. Because reassessed. Tamacha says you don't have to worry about it one more time. You don't worry about it after the first time. So if you had a vesed kavua for three times, and you need three times to break that vesed. You had a vesed of one time, and you need one time to break the vesed. So the next time she's asura that vesed, and then if it doesn't recur the second time, she forget about it.
This is coming the Shas Tashmish, so this is only if she and he do a bidika, he does bidika after Tashmish?
She's not a bidika, she sees dumb. Where? On the God, she makes a bidika, by the way, it's not a little spot of blood. I mean, it's not a classic vesed where it looks like Makola, and then it'll last for three or four days and so on. Nevertheless, it's treated like a vesed. That's the chiddush. Okay. Want to do this gemara? We have just time for that. Im Rosa Gimel Pomim, the whole palm, the beer, the Shono, Shachat Filasa, then Asura la Baila, Kila Rosa Gimel Pom, the Sufim. A whole dam machmas tashmish. Right? We said, means what? Who's the court three times? Three consecutive times. Right? Well, here, she saw dam the night of the Tvila. Right? Then it's kilu rosa gimel pomer ritzufim. She yefshel a litvo l'shamishimo shari hiro ko pa machat filosa. What exactly he's talking about is not clear. Because it doesn't say that she goes to the mikveh. And whenever, after that ablation, she always rolls down. The case of Mechaber is when she goes to the mikveh and that night she's rolls down. What the Lord did was give another case, right? She goes to mikveh, and the first time they have relations after she comes to the mikveh, she's always going down. That's a word, I'm machmas tashmish. Right? I can't explain that with obligatory bleeding and so on. That's what he said. But that's not the case that Mechaber is talking about. Mechaber is talking about the night of Tvila. They have relations the night of Tvila, and she sees down. And he says here that she's now a Asura L'Bayla Olamis. Why? Because he interprets a different case where always the first relations they have after coming home from mikveh always leads to a riyazdam. Well, then obviously they can't have a relation after coming home from mikveh. Again, in Rosh Gimopam of a whole palm, a beer, rishono, shachat filosof, not belil filosof, right? Then asura labaila, kila Rosh Gimopam ritzufa, shayyefsha litvol, samashimo, shayyero, kopam, machat filosof, right? Or rosa achak kolei the gimel pomim ubeinatayim lo rosa yeshe kosu lahokel atira labaylo kitalinen hariya bechushosa adayim mikoch lidosa shehukos hatsode mikoch aleida lakein roes samach aleida lachakach linen beleida kmoshe talinen b'makom. And that means okay. It says is another clear, another thing with Tolan, even though she sees that after giving birth, when they restart their marital relations, she sees them, that's not treated like Odam Machmas Tashmish. Just like you told her the Maka, right? Here you told her with a vague thing called Chulshosa, with the rigors of having given birth. Yeah. It basically, the only way to explain it is, I mean, that you must assume there's something there, some Maka, that would explain it. The whole zen for Avroy for Shimsha ben Leidos Rishono Shehuziko Biyo Shel Heter Acha Biyo Shel Isol. Avram Ross Agimur Pamer Ritzuf and Macha Leida Lo Talina Beleida Letzicha Bedikas Hashoferes. Miu Koma Kam Shetzicha Bedika in Mavro for Shimsha La Rosa Muteres the Tachmezer Shel La Rosa Bo Odin Bedikas Hashoferes. If she's Asura La Baila, the whole pasuk Asura La Baila, and they didn't listen and they had relations and nothing happened. Good as a she did something wrong, but benefit from it because she got away with it. Isha Sharosa Machmas Tashmish. Ulacha Khatishana Khazav Rosa Machmas Tashmish. That's not called three times. Meaning Muteras the Bible shall cover the gimul vesto shovin below the dilu. It has to be consecutive. Consecutive means not dafke 1, 2, 3, but also associated with some kind of what? A fixed time interval between them. But we treat that Ro Adam Machmas Tashmish as a veset to worry about. And we assume it's associated with the time. Therefore, when that time period comes again, right? Case you can explain easily. She's rolled down machmas tashmish only certain times. You know, she got that right there. She rolled down machmas tashmish, then she keeps a calendar. She realizes that the Shchodesh Nisan she saw, then she saw the Shchodesh Tammuz. So, and there's some kind of a mathematical permutation there that explains it. So you have to worry about it as if it were a vessel. Haroa machmas tashmish gimel pamim also lashosa. He has to divorce her. They can say, okay, they live together without having relations. Of course, an unusual circumstance. They cannot be alone. They have to have a third party present. Okay, let's see if we finish this off quickly. Haboil es apsulo. Kama pomim, which is a common circumstance after the chasana, the rosh adam machmas tashmish lola marzik in shem dam sulim. As I explained to you in the beginning, dam sulim is rosh adam machmas tashmish, but they know it's not machmas tashmish that led to riyas dam min amoko, but it's from the dam sulim, right? And therefore, dam sulim can be a cause of riyas dam machmas tashmish more than one time. Right, so as long as lola mazikin dam sulin, achi teshamish pamachas lo tira dam machmas tashmish, v'machaka tira shorosh pomem machmas tashmish, hozik liyos dam machmas tashmish. V'afilam lo poskel liyos pam, imein lo tzar klal b'shas tashmish, arei b'kachol anoshim lo telina v'dam sulin. That, it's not, Chazal couldn't disassociate discomfort during the marital act. Cannot be that it should be a comfortable a marital act, and that it should be roed dam machmas pesulim. If the dam is machmas pesulim, suppose you're irritating a wound, and there should be some hargosha that she has. She doesn't have the hargosha, it means it's not from there, it's from something else. Right? Mi sheyotzi dam mimeno der pi amo vishima sheisha et tola bo. If the man sees blood. Not an uncommon shaila. Okay? Men get infections of the prostate gland, prostatitis, which causes dam, and when they urinate, they see some blood. B'shas tashmish, also some blood can come out, since the prostate gland contributes its secretions to the semen. So there'll be blood in there, but if he knows that he's suffering from prostatitis, then you're tolerable. You know, it's not only you told a mak of isha, you told a mak of ish just as well. Isha shesha makos absorim shenichol litul tesim dachas bala teisha ribatim epi evrivya. Whatever that means, I don't know. It means that the woman has so many shailas, right? It turns out it's almost impossible to live a normal life, right? Have normal relations, and obviously, again, things like that don't occur nowadays, Baruch Hashem. Those usually are easily curable. Right now, Kuf Pei Ches, we'll discuss a little bit, maybe show you some idea why Bizman Hazeh we are not so mech on Bidikas Dam. why we say Einon HaBekiyim. Yeah. But I won't go into any laboratory demonstration until we finish and do Ksomim. We have to Ksomim, then we'll spend some time with it. Okay, let's stop here.